some of you, if you've been practicing these principles that I've been teaching you for years, your life right now is very different than it was before you begin to practice those principles. Simple, godly principles that affect our finances.
This is Straight Talk.
Hi, welcome to Straight Talk. This is Mark Jobe. Great to be with you once again on the airwaves. I want to let you know that besides doing this program, which is a small part of the ministry that we do, I also pastor a church in Chicago called New Life Community Church. Now, this church is a bit unusual because we are one church, but we meet at 25 locations in and around Chicagoland, and we've begun to plant in other cities overseas in other countries, and appreciate all the prayers that and support that so many people offer us in this direction. But in Chicagoland, we meet at 25 locations and have 45 worship services on Sunday. Many of you have called or emailed asking about information, and you can find more information at www.newlifechicago.org. There's a map there with all of our New Life locations, and we meet in neighborhoods all over Chicago. Those congregations vary in size, they vary in ethnicity, they vary in location, but we all preach the same series, have the same discipleship program, are a part of the same one church. I meet personally with these pastors on a regular basis, practically every week I'm meeting with our pastors, and so I have a strong sense of confidence that these pastoral couples love Jesus, are on mission, making a huge difference in the city of Chicago. If you speak Spanish, we have about 10 or 11 services that are in Spanish. If you speak Mandarin, we actually have one Mandarin-speaking service that meets in the Bridgeport area. All the other ones are in English, but they're from the north side to the south side, east and west, and even in northern Indiana, in Hobart, Indiana. So God bless you. I hope you plug into a God-fearing, gospel-preaching, Bible-believing church that communicates the love of Jesus Christ, and there's a lot of great churches around Chicagoland besides New Life Community Church. We hope you find a church that you grow in and plug into. God bless you, and let's prepare today for this message.
Thank you, Pastor Mark. Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining us again. We continue with God Provides, which is the series that Pastor Mark is in, and today is the second half of his message called The Law of Seeds. Our text will be found in the book of Galatians, chapter 6. Verses 7 through 10. Here's Pastor Mark with this edition of Straight Talk.
2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6, the Apostle Paul is speaking. He says, remember this, whoever sows sparingly, that means not a lot, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. But whoever sows generously with a lot of seeds, he will also reap generously. It's just a principle. That the more you sow of seeds, the greater you can expect your harvest to be. The less you sow of seeds, the less you can expect your harvest to be as well. Some people say, I want to change the course of my marriage. And I want my marriage to be different this year or in 2 years. And I'm going to do something about it, you say to yourself. So one day, the husband decides my marriage is going to be different. He bolsters enough courage to go into a place that he hasn't been in years. He feels very uncomfortable in this place. It's almost like being in a whole new world. It's a flower shop. And he walks into that flower shop and he nervously purchases a bouquet of flowers. He's flabbergasted at how much flowers cost. I mean, it's been a long time, and so he takes this bouquet of flowers home. He tries to remember how he's supposed to do it, hide it behind his back, rings a doorbell, and says, hi, honey, I'm home, and shoves it to her and said, these are for you. What a good step. He wants his marriage to be different. But that's all he does. That's a good seed. Hey, there's going to be some harvest from that seed. It's a good seed to be planted, but if you expect your whole marriage to be different because you bought one bouquet of flowers, here's the thing, you haven't sown enough seeds. I mean, one bouquet of flowers will give you one, at max, 2 good days. But hey, that's about all you're getting out of it. And don't come back 4 months later and say, well, I gave her a bouquet of flowers. I don't know what she's talking about. I don't know why our marriage is different. Hold on a second. Hold on. It's a seed, but it's not enough seeds. You're going to reap according to how much you sow. It's the law of quantity. Some of you determined that you were going to get healthier. And one of your goals is to lose 15, 20 pounds or to be able to not almost have a heart attack by walking up the front steps to your house. And you determine that. And so you get a subscription to the gym, and you join a gym, and you go for a week, and you look at yourself and you feel like, hey, I've been there a week. I've been sweating and working hard, and I haven't lost anything. So you just stop sowing seeds. And you're still a member at the gym, but 10 months later, you expect to be different. But because the first 2 weeks of the year, you worked out. But here's the thing. The quantity that you sow determines the harvest that you reap. And some of us have sown very little seeds, and we expect a huge harvest out of it. And it's not happening, not because it can't happen, but because the seeds that you're sowing are not enough. You got to sow more. And the Bible says, hey, remember, if you sow sparingly, you'll reap sparingly. If you sow generously, you'll reap generously. The Apostle Paul, in this context, is actually talking about our finances. Luke chapter 6, verse 38 says, give, and it shall be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. It's the same concept. What it's telling us in the Gospel of Luke is that when we give, we open up the doors also to receive, because that's the way it works. You sow, the more you release, the more you increase, the more you sow, the more you harvest in an area as well. Given, it shall be given you. And it says, hey, a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, will be running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you as well. In essence, what God is saying is that God wants to provide, but sometimes his provision is tied in to the seeds that we've sown. And he'll fit as much as he can into what we've given him. But if we've sown with a glass, he'll pack the glass up. It'll be overflowing, running over, so that he gives back to us with that. But we've limited our harvest by what we use to sow in. Are you tracking with me? This applies to every area of our life, including our finances. And that's why, by the way, I've insisted from the beginning of this church that we want to be a generous church. That we want to have a spirit of generosity about this church, that we give, and that stuff flows out of us, and that we give of what comes in here to others. You know why? Part of it is because it's the heart of God, and God wants us to give, but there's something powerful about giving that allows God to say, aha, I found a source that flows, and when I pour in, they keep pouring out. And that's why we determined years ago, when we were just a real small church and we were really poor, could barely afford to pay our own bills, and we were really a small group of people, we determined that we would give outside. We'd give to other countries in Africa and missions and places beyond this. And I remember having this discussion and some of the people looking at me and saying, well, we can barely afford to pay our own bills. I mean, we are the mission field. Why are we going to give out there when we have so many needs ourselves? Because here's the thing. Listen to me well. And you may be here and you may be in a needy place. You may have needs. You may have needs, legitimate, glaring needs in your life, but you never have to be needy. There's a difference between having needs and being needy, because there's always people that have greater needs than us. A needy person looks at their life and says, I need, I can't give, I can't help because I need so much. Someone that has needs but refuses to be needy says, I have needs, but even though I have needs, I can still help, I can still give, I can still contribute because I may have needs, but I am not needy. Let me tell you what happens when you don't understand this concept. When you don't understand this concept, you become a self-fulfilling prophecy. Because the very things that you think you can't afford to sow into, you will become the prophecy that you're fulfilling. For example, let's take wheat. We make wheat and barley. We make bread out of wheat and barley. And let's say someone has some barley and wheat, and they look at the needs that they have, and they say, well, we need to make bread because we don't have enough to sow. And so whatever wheat and barley I have, I'm going to make it into bread, and we're going to eat it, but we don't have enough to sow. Well, it makes sense for the moment. But after they've eaten all their bread and start walking in their future, they have no harvest in the future because they've eaten all their seeds on themselves. The person that understands the concept of seeds, they say, hey, I will make a little bread. It's not as much as I want, and maybe it doesn't look like there's enough, but I know that I have to sow, and so I make a little bread and I sow. And as they sow, they walk into their future and they realize that their sow brings a harvest, and that harvest provides more. And so they eat a little, they sow more, and they walk into greater and greater harvest because they've learned not to eat all the seeds themselves. Oh, I wish someone was listening to me this morning because this is huge. As a church, we have to learn that. In fact, as a church, we've learned that. We've always had needs. We've always had buildings and bills to pay and gas and electric and so forth. But you know what? We've always hived out missions and other projects beyond ourselves because we know we will always give to those things, even though we may have great needs. We've always, since we determined to do that, we've always hived it aside. We've always given. Why? Because I know we're not going to eat all the seed in ourselves. It's the same in our own life. That's why one of the greatest principles I could ever teach you in this area of sowing and reaping, and even for your finances, and I've taught you these principles over and over the years, but the 10-10-80 principle.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Jobe in a moment. You are listening to a Straight Talk message entitled The Law of Seeds, which is from our current series called God Provides. If you'll stay tuned to the end of the program, I will tell you more about how you can get a free copy of this message, as well as information regarding Pastor Mark and his ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. We're in the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verses 7 through 10. Pastor Mark's message is called The Law of Seeds.
First of all, you give away a certain portion of what comes in. You give it to God. It's your first fruits. Why? You're saying, God, you bless me and I bless you back. I just give the first fruits to you. I don't even ask. I just give it to you. I honor you that way. And then I've taught you to save, because you need a storehouse for God to bless. And some of us leave no room for emergency in our life. And so you set aside, you're sowing into saving, and then you're sowing into budgeting and living under a budget. And some of you, if you've been practicing these principles that I've been teaching you for years, your life right now is very different than it was before you begin to practice those principles. Simple, godly principles that affect our finances. In fact, it tells us the quality. Not only the quantity of seed, but the quality of seed. You see, the type of seed you sow will determine the kind of harvest you are able to reap as well. You can't go out and go to Home Depot and say, I want a pack of seeds, and they give you a pack of seeds, and you can't go out and plant tulips and expect to harvest roses. If you get tulip seeds, you'll get tulips. If you plant roses, you'll get roses. And you see, some of us don't understand that the kind of the quality of seed that we plant determines the harvest that we're going to reap as well. I believe that this principle applies to every single area of our life. I believe that it applies to your mind and your thinking. It applies to your health. It applies to your marriage. It applies to your parenting. It applies to your spiritual life. It applies to your financial life. Every area of our life is affected by the sow-reap principle. And so we have to ask ourselves this question, am I sowing in the area that I need to be sowing? You may be sowing in a certain area and be very rich in that area and be very poor in another area. You may be practicing these principles and succeeding financially, but you're very poor in the area of relationships and friendships in your life. Why? Because you're sowing in the financial area, but you have failed to sow in the relational area. So you're prospering in finances, but you're poor in relationships. I run into Christians all the time that are they're wealthy in certain areas and they're prospering in maybe their relationships and loving people, but they're not sowing very well in the financial area. So they love God and have good relationships, but they're struggling financially. And I believe we need to be sowing in what in all of these areas of our life. We need to be sowing because whatever we sow determines the harvest that we open ourselves to receive in the future. So, the third principle. This is important. Write it down. I have two more principles. I have to go through them quickly because our time is short. It's the perseverance factor. The perseverance factor. My reaping is dependent on my commitment to continue to sow the right seeds. It says, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Are you tracking with me? If we do not give up. My reaping is dependent on my commitment to continue to sow the right seed. You see, many of us are great starters, but we're lousy finishers. We start things out. We start out in a mentoring, but we don't finish it. We start out at the beginning of the year with the commitment to eat better, and we don't follow through. We start out in saving, and then we start going back to the same old practices. And here's what Scripture says. It's telling us we will reap at the proper time if we do not give up. Now, what discourages most of us is what I call the lag factor. There is a lag of time between what we sow and the time that we reap it. There's a lag. You know what I'm talking about? It's a lag of time. When my children were young, we planted some flowers beside my house, and I remember my children running out the very next day to see where the flowers were. They said, Dad, there's no flowers. I said, you have to give it time. They ran out the next day. Where is it? After 3 days, they said, Dad, it's not working. I think we need to dig the seeds up again. No. Don't dig up the seeds. Because they did not see the fruit of the seeds we'd planted. Why? Because there's a lag factor. There's a time between what we plant and what we reap. And here's what I've seen a lot of people do. They sow some good seeds. They're all pumped up and motivated to sow good seeds. And they sow them and they sow them. And they're looking for the harvest and it's not coming. Hey, I'm loving my wife. You know, it's been 4 months. Yeah, but you know, you had 24 years of bad seeds. You got 4 months of good seeds. All right. She's not responding. She's hard as a rock. She's the ice queen. Nothing's changing. So after 4 months, you say, well, forget about this. I'm going to go back to my old seed sowing. So you start sowing. And then suddenly you start reaping a few seeds and you think, oh, see, now that I'm going back to this, now she's responding. No, it's just delayed effect. It's catching up to the bad seeds. And now you're sowing bad seeds and we reap a mixed harvest because we're not consistent in our sowing. And there's a lag time between what we sow and what we reap. The psalmist talks to us about looking at the man that's unjust. And some people look at life and they say, well, look at that guy. He's doing all the wrong things, doing cheating, conniving, doing everything wrong, and he seems to be getting ahead. And I'm trying to do everything right, trying to walk with integrity, do everything that God has told me to do, and it's going lousy for me. Have you ever, seen that? Like, what's up with that guy? The psalmist says this, don't be deceived. It may look like justice is not coming, but oh, in time, God will not be mocked. A man will sow what he reaps, and ultimately God will make sure that this law is applied to every single person in the world. Everyone. Everyone. You may be looking at the lag time, the time between they've sown and the time they've reaped, and said it's not working, but ultimately God is just. He will not be mocked. God will make sure that every man reaps, every man and woman reaps what they sow, and it will come about. And the last factor I want to give you is the opportunity factor. Listen, it says, therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. This is the opportunity factor. There is a window of opportunity that comes and it goes. I was in New York City this past week for some meetings that we had there, and I took the subway to several of these meetings. And guess what? The door opens, and you have just a minute to get in that subway, and then it closes. And a couple times we were running just to make it. Why? We have to wait for the next train if we don't make it. The door opens, it closes. The same with an elevator. The door opens and it closes. You have a window of opportunity. If you miss that window, you miss that opportunity. Listen. You'll always have another opportunity. But the seeds that you sow at the right opportunity create the right kind of harvest. The more you miss windows of opportunity, the more you delay your harvest. That's why we took up an offering today for Haiti. Why? Because right now is the time of crisis. You may say, well, this is not a good time for me to give to Haiti because, you know, in a year from now, hey, I'll be a lot better situated and, you know, finances in order. Then I'll give. I can't really give now. Hold on a second. Listen, the window of crisis is now. A year from now, you'll have missed the great opportunity of sowing now. So if the window opens, God understands where your situation is. You give according to what you have. You may not have a lot to give now, but you take advantage of the opportunity that God has given. You press through those windows of opportunity, and then those windows of opportunity produce a harvest in their time. Ecclesiastes, and I close with this. Ecclesiastes tells us, there's a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven. There's a time to be born and a time to die. There's a time to plant and a time to uproot. My challenge for you at the beginning of 2010 is this. What do you need to be sowing now? What area of your life do you need to change? If you do what you're doing and what you did last year and it didn't change, then what makes you think it's going to change? You see, you have to be deliberate and choose. I will choose seeds. I will begin to sow these seeds. I will be persistent in these seeds. I will sow the right kind of quantity in these seeds. I will not give up, and I will take opportunity. And I can guarantee you, if you start now and stick to it, that whatever area you choose, within a matter of time, you will begin to see gradual and then eventually radical changes in the areas that you choose to sow in. Amen.
You have been listening to Pastor Mark Job from New Life Community Church in Chicago with the second half of his message called The Law of Seeds, which is from our current series called God Provides. Please do join us on the next Straight Talk for part 3. As I mentioned earlier, if you'd like to have a copy of this message, you can download it for free with our Straight Talk app. Just log on to PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. There you will find over 45 other series that can help you in your daily walk with God. If you'd prefer to have a CD of the message, contact our office at 773-585-3300. That's 773-585-3300. We also invite you to check out a New Life location near you this Sunday. We have 25 life-giving locations throughout the city of Chicago, and you can check us out at www.newlifechicago.org. That's newlifechicago.org. We'd love to meet you. And please tell them that you heard about New Life through the radio program. We hope that you've enjoyed this broadcast, and we thank you for joining us. Please do listen in to the next Straight Talk. On behalf of Pastor Mark, myself, and the Straight Talk team, we appreciate your listenership. Have a great evening, and God bless.